Nolte, critically acclaimed, man-hating horror film and humiliated at box office. By John Nolte on May 23, 2022. Another woke piece of shit crashed and burned at the box office this weekend. This woke piece of shit was a horror movie called Men. Get this. Men enjoyed a wide release on 2,212 screens. Men earned a fresh score of 75% from critics. Men had the pedigree of a top-shelf writer-director in Alex Garland, 28 Days Later, Ex Machina. Men crashed and burned with a $3.293 million opening weekend, which works out to just $1,488 per screen. Watch below. Dinesh D'Souza's 2000 Mules earned $1,843 per screen this weekend. Oh, and Men earned an audience score of just 46%. A wide-release horror movie that flops? Wait a minute, horror movies don't flop. They might die in week two, but horror movies open. Baby, especially well-reviewed horror movies. So what do we think happened here? Oh, I know. Maybe it was this. Because if Men has a point at all, it's that women are the stronger, more resourceful sex, and perhaps without intending to. Garland has hit on an all-too-timely truth, that men seek to control women as a response to their own self-loathing. Even if you walk out of Men not knowing what to think, the movie brings you to a place where feeling overtakes thought. The shiver that comes over you may be one of recognition or melancholy or a muddle of both, as you stand at the edge of where a movie ends, blurring into real life. Or this. Men is certainly a commentary on gender inequality, mental health and depression, and there are points being made about how men and women communicate, as well as issues of power and control exerted in loving relationships. Or this. Garland isn't a stranger to the world of toxic masculinity and Men doesn't even try to hide its influence. It's in the title. Sure, Men might not say anything audiences don't already know about the cycle of women being gaslit and abused by their oppressors. Here's my favorite. The moral of this film appears to be, every male, regardless of age and social status, means harm to womankind. Men are defined, and propelled, by the ill will that they bear to the opposite sex, and by their barely concealed belief that women, from Eve to Harper, are asking for trouble. Thus, Harper is sexually assaulted by the vicar, who blames her for the death of James. And he assaulted her, too, when he was alive, on the malevolence goes. One abusive man spawns another, what form that spawning takes, courtesy of some outlandish special effects, I leave you to imagine. The vicar's a rapist, y'all. Unless he works for Disney, that makes zero sense. Hollywood to customer, you suck. Unless you're a neurotic, bitter, man-hating, lonely harpy, you suck. All of you, you suck. Men suck. But the women who love men suck the most. You're all stupid and brainwashed and weak, you all suck. Come see my movie. You see, I enjoy these woke movies because watching them fail at the box office is more fun than anything Hollywood's produced since Smokey and the Bandit. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.